is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
And nobody heard my intro. Okay, take two. First up today, Raisin Energy Healing. It's going to be one of those days. No, it's not. Cancel. It's time to call in for free healing with Sarah. Let's bring Sarah on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Welcome back.
Thank you, Nicole. It's good to be here today. For anyone listening, I'm Sarah Lascano. I'm an energy medicine practitioner and a spiritual healer at Raisin Energy. And I listen to the body and let it tell us what it needs to know, what it needs us to know, and what it needs healed in order for it to move forward out of chronic health symptoms. So I just open and listen to what the body would like me to clear for it and help it move forward. So I'm excited. Do we have any callers to get going for today?
Well, we've got one that managed to hang on through that craziness there in the beginning. So a bit of an energy wave. So hopefully the rest will be redialing at some point. But let's go with one. One is enough for now. So where are we? 540, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Was that for Lynn?
Yep, it's you, Lynn. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sarah. I wasn't going to take over if someone else comes on. My issue today is I think the world is crazy. My outer world has suddenly, oh my goodness, the house is 30 years old, it's decided to manifest a whole bunch of problems, and trying to get away to go camping is just so stressful, I can hardly stand it. So while we were getting ready to do that and hook water up to the RV, the water decided to leak into our basement and made a big fat mess. The drywall is off. My spiritual books, a lot of them were soaked. So that's a challenge, and I found out that I have a cracked tooth under a bridge because my dentist hadn't checked my bridge in 2 or 3 years, and now I have to have it pulled. And you know about my other issues. My therapist that I hadn't talked to since the end of January, she was new, and I was all excited because she's a PhD, has a PhD in counseling. I said, that's good. If I found out it was in science, I wouldn't be interested. But I just, after 2 months of not talking to her, I just gave her a quick rundown of things, and her basic response was, well, you're just geared for anxiety. She knows that I have childhood trauma. She is supposed to be a trauma therapist, and you know, I'm 74 years old. I'm very aware. I've done a lot of trauma work, but I was sort of disappointed. It's like, yeah, I know I take things more sensitively than some, and she does know. Oh, she asked me, have you ever heard of the highly sensitive people? I said, yeah, about 20 years ago, and I figured that out somehow back then. And now I think Dr. Judith Orloff is a fantastic resource. She's a psychiatrist and an empath, and she understands what it's like for us who other people say we're too sensitive. And I'm sure you do too, Sarah. So my energy system just seems to be blowing out of my head. But what's your take?
So, well, first of all, let's just have a little compassion because life is kind of crazy right now. And tooth problems and basement problems are not fun and, you know, whatever else is going on. So we'll just have a little compassion. But what's coming in really clearly, and it's not just for you, Lynn, it's for a lot of folks in my practice and even in myself right now, power and ease. So we're going to work on these. The first one, a lot of us went through childhoods where things were hard. They had to be hard. They had to be stressful. It was dangerous. It was volatile. It was, you know, we might have been the people pleaser, the person that kept the peace in the family, or we might have had anxiety to try to do that job, whether or not we were able to. We have to kind of notice that paradigm, and we have to be willing to say, I don't want it to be hard anymore. I want it to be easier. And when we are willing to say, I want to manifest ease instead of suffering, then we can start flipping the tables because we do have the power within us. But when we are energetically blocked. We're stuck. So what I want to do is see where we can open up and bring in, I'm ready, I'm worthy, I'm deserving, I'm powerful enough to manifest ease in my life, and see if we can bring that in.
Great.
And this doesn't just mean that you don't manifest tooth problems and leaky basements. It means that supplements are tolerated better. It means that supplements are tolerated and actually do the work that you want them to do. They're actually able to target the proper thing, you know, they're able to get out mycotoxin, or they're able to kill bacteria, or they're able to help you think more clearly, or they're able to boost your adrenal axis, whatever it is. When we are worthy of ease, the right solution can come and it can actually work, and it can work better. So let me just hold that idea for you, Lynn. I want to hold ease. And then piggybacking on ease is the power to manifest it. It's the power to make it happen in our lives. So often we have been disempowered. We don't believe we have power. We may have been told that we don't have power, that we're stupid, that we can't do anything right, you know, all of those stories. We may have been told that we think we know, but we don't know. We're the one that was always wrong, or told that we were always wrong. Any of those paradigms can set us up for really not being able to grasp our true power. And we all have the power to manifest. Many of us actually are such powerful manifestors that we keep manifesting illness again and again and again. And that takes a lot of work for us. You know, it's just as easy to manifest illness. I mean, just as hard to manifest illness as it is to manifest health. So we have to grab our power somewhere in there, discover it, be willing to own it, and then be willing to live it. So all of these are easy to do if our energy isn't blocked. They're all very hard jumps to make when we have energy blocks in the way. So let me tune in, and this is definitely going to apply to everyone listening because these are global threads. And maybe, you know, if you're listening to this, maybe you don't have such significant health issues as Lynn may have. Maybe you don't have a leaky basement, but maybe you're having trouble manifesting the right job, or you're having trouble manifesting a vacation that you've really, really, really wanted to go on and you just haven't had the money to do so. Or maybe it's a relationship issue that you just can't find the right relationship or get out of the right relationship. So this can apply to so many places in our lives. All right, so I'm going to tune in here to you, Lynn, and we'll just get going on these two huge ideas and give them permission to shift deeply.
Okay, can I tell you quickly? It's coming out my skin. I have the itch so bad, and this has gone on for years. It's not just the pollen. My skin is on fire a lot, so I understand that crap comes out our skin. So just wanted to let you know that.
Okay. And, you know, that really fits right in. If you think about what that itching is or burning, you know, the skin disruption, skin has a lot to do with how we view ourselves. So if we do not feel that we're empowered or do not feel that we're strong or we're overly sensitive, that skin is going to be a target. It's going to be an issue typically. And it also creates a lot of suffering. There's really the suffering that itching, burning, rash can provide is really intense. So when we are manifesting things that are the opposite of ease, when we are manifesting suffering, this is a great way to suffer. So we definitely want to see what we can shift here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the first thing I'm hearing is, or being led to, is up in the brain. And, you know, we have our stress axis, our hypothalamus, pituitary, amygdala, and then on to the adrenals. But we're really focusing on the hypothalamus and pituitary. So let's hold this place here. This is really where we can, it's not that we're manifesting stress, but it's where we respond to stress. And we're just going to hold inflammation, the stress response, fight or flight. We think of fight or flight. We think of high cortisol. We think of adrenaline pumping. We think of inflammation. The immune system is hyperstimulated, especially if it's chronic stress. The cardiovascular system is on guard and shunting into a outrun the tiger kind of mode. Our digestion is shunted so that we're not sending resources to restorative types of activities like digestion. And our muscles get all that energy instead. So we're holding this idea of being in fight or flight, primed to outrun a tiger, in the hypothalamus pituitary, linking that to the immune system and inflammation. And we're going to balance the communicator of MSH. MSH is a really important communicator. It's involved in the stress axis. It's involved in metabolism. Super important for regulating. It even is a regulator of inflammation. So it's got many, many roles. And it does it has links as well into the pineal gland and melatonin production. So we're holding MSH. And MSH has been battered. It feels like it's been beaten up. So we're just going to reset that. So do we need to know more? We don't need to know more. It's just been pummeled probably by chronic stress. So we'll just pull any chronic stress in the system out and allow MSH levels to recover. Frequently, they get too low. But as you're listening to this, other listeners, if yours is too low, it'll bring it up into this balance will restore levels. If your level is too high, it will bring it down where it should be. Lynn, we are upping your MSH levels. All right, and now it's where we're going to bring in this thread that we were talking about with suffering and ease, of being worthy of it being easier. We're going to hold that paradigm, this energy structure on MSH, and really tell the brain and the subconscious mind, it doesn't have to be hard. It can be easy. I allow ease. I welcome ease into my life, into my body, into my mind, into my subconscious. I allow life to be easy. Easier for sure. Easy would be nice. Now we're going to link that to the power to make it easier, because if we're out of our power, it doesn't really do us much good to feel like life can be easy if we can't actually make it happen. So we're also going to bring in and harness our creative power. So we, in every given moment, we are projecting universal energy, consciousness, through the prism of who we are and manifesting our reality. Unfortunately, we don't have the power to just completely wipe that prism clean, or life would be pretty easy and simple and straightforward. So what we want to do is clear that prism of all of these experiences and belief systems and stored emotion and ancestral, baggage. We want to clear as much as we can so that prism starts creating in more harmony, more health and joy and peace and less suffering, illness, hardship. So we're going to hold this idea of clearing the, I call them filters. It's like what makes sunglasses cloudy. It's the filters that are creating hardship and suffering and health symptoms. We want to clear this so that we can start creating the positive. But we're recognizing that you have the power to manifest this through this prism of creation. So I'm just going to hold this whole idea here in the endocrine system, in the brain, linking it to the ease balance that we just did on MSH, and bringing in the power to create. So we want to feel like we're a laser, and we're redirecting the laser to start creating good stuff rather than hard stuff. All right, now this is linking to the heart energy. And in the heart, we're just really going to balance feeling worthy of ease. So really bringing that in. I'm worthy of feeling good. I'm worthy of not having to focus all of my resources and focus on what I need to fix or change in my life, but actually be able to just enjoy. So we're just going to hold that in the heart, allowing the heart to own, I'm worthy of feeling good. And I'm worthy of life being easy. All right, this is linking to some biotoxins. So whatever your exposure, some of you may have had Lyme, some of you may have been exposed to mold, some of you may have viral chronic issues, whatever it is. Lynn, I'm picking up on myco for you today on mold. So we're going to hold biotoxins. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In the heart energy, and this just feels like a block that is keeping you from being able to be worthy of ease. So it's just keeping things clogged, heavier, more difficult. We're going to open that up. So we'll just bring in a magic binder. We're going to bind some of these toxins, whatever they are for you others who are listening. We're going to, it's like charcoal. Think of charcoal. It's a wonderful binder that likes to suck up and hold on to things, charcoal or clay. We're energetically going to bring that in and soak up any toxins of any kind that are keeping hardship, suffering, life has to be hard, it can't be easy for me. Any of these stories or ideas, we're going to clear these for you. And Lynn, again, we are clearing mycotoxin in any variety for you. Now, we're going to align the power centers with the crown and the heart. So we're going to take that heart center. We're going to take the crown, which is our link to our higher self. And then we're going to come down and align these two centers with solar plexus and sacral chakra. This is our lower power centers where we really access our creative energy. We're going to make sure these energy centers are all in alignment so that we can manifest ease. And I'm just really hearing, I am powerful. I am powerful. I have the power to manifest. Manifest ease, manifest solutions, manifest the ability to be in joy, to be able to enjoy my life, the moment. It doesn't mean everything's always rosy, but we should be, we are worthy of enjoying the present moment. So this is trying to shift into grasping that power, feeling that creative power and owning it and redirecting it to manifest ease instead of manifesting difficulty. We're just realigning. Okay. And before we wrap up this session here, let's just really hold this idea in the immune system, because when our immune system is in stress mode, life has to be hard, it's always hard for me, what happens is that immune system is in attack mode. It's attacking, it's in inflammation, it's creating an immune response, which really leads to chronic inflammation. So we have a part of our immune system, the regulators that come in and regulate. They say, okay, enough, enough, enough. Now you can calm down the dangers. That link isn't working very well. We get stuck in inflammation and things never calm down. And this actually is circling back to that MSH balance we did earlier. So we're going to hold MSH again here as regulating the immune system and turning off the inflammatory cycles and bringing in that peacekeeping. I'm worthy of ease. I don't have to fight. It doesn't have to be so hard. So we're just going to hold that here in the immune system. All right, finally, to wrap up, I want to bring in a ball of ease. So think of this as a little ball of energy, maybe the size of a lemon, maybe even a little smaller, but we'll start with something manageable, something small. This is a ball of ease. We're going to bring it in through the top of the head into the brain. We're going to start growing it. And it's like a pale yellow. It's kind of golden, whitish, yellowish light. And we're just going to grow it to be bigger till it's exceeding the size of the head. Life can be easy. I'm owning ease. I'm allowing my immune system to be in ease. I'm allowing everything to be easier. And so we're growing that. And now we're going to allow it to extend down into the body, down into the heart. Same thing. We're going to grow that energy in the heart. Now down into the solar plexus area near the navel, just above the navel. The small intestine microbiome is being balanced here as well, so we're really bringing ease into the microbiome and the small intestine. And then down into the lower power center, large intestine, inside the pelvis, again growing this energy of ease. And finally, root chakra. All right. Lynn, do you have any questions on any of that?
Well, absolutely right on for every bit of it. I've been working for so many years to try to get the ease thing, and, you know, that's been a real challenge. I do have a quick question about the MSH, because I was tested by a mold doctor many years ago, a SIRS kind of doctor, which I wouldn't do right now, but my MSH came up very, very low, and I still don't even know what it is, and she didn't know how to raise it, so I'm going to trust that energetically you've done that. Is there anything you can say about, oh, and my mycotoxin test came back off the chart for ochratoxin A, so you're right on there too. But is MSH something that might apply to someone else too, obviously?
Oh, yeah. Many of us have chronic stress in our bodies from some source. You know, everybody has different sources. Some of us have mold exposure. Some of us might have Lyme bacteria. Some of us might have chronic low-grade Epstein-Barr virus. Some of us might have herpes or zoster virus that are consuming our energy. Some of us might have all of these things. So chronic stress is what is going to throw off the MSH level. So the real solution, I believe, is helping decrease stress in the body.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm sure I'm going to listen to the next caller and then I'm going to go take a nap.
Okay. Very good, Lynn. Thanks for calling in. Let us know how you're doing.
Thanks a lot, Zero. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Let us know how it goes. I was hitchhiking in on that ease ball. We all forget, you know, when we're holding the space, grinding and white knuckling by the end of the day. But we get there. That'd be nice to be ease balling our way along. So, yay. Let's go to 203 next. And again, feel free to go deep and take your time because we're still, well, now we're ease balling our way through. Getting the board working. 203, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Pat from Connecticut. Thank you for taking my call. Hi. First-time caller, so I'm unsure how you do this. I don't know if you want a history of health or if you just go into a reading. And excuse me, I'll be coughing and sniffling. Struggling with a healing right now.
Yeah, if you just give us a real short summary of what's going on in your life that you feel like you, where you feel stuck or where you feel you need help, and then your body will kind of guide me the rest.
Okay, it's probably been 15 years, maybe my whole adult life of stress survival. The last 3 years have been devastating, kind of on all levels. I'm turning the corner and healing on all levels. A main concern is almost 3 years ago, I had a very mild stroke. I think it's been since then that I just can't get my energy back to the point where it causes depression and lack of self-esteem, and still trying to determine if it's high blood pressure medicine I'm taking or the effects from stroke, or as my doctor always says, you're depressed. That's his answer. I am seeing a naturopath. I'm so thrilled. I found someone that takes my insurance, so that'll be in a month. But I think I'd mainly love to hear how I'm doing. You know, with a stroke, you don't know how you're doing. It comes out of the blue, takes you by surprise, and from then on says, well, now you're prone for more. And it's kind of, it's hard not to worry. And at the same time, it's very hard to know how you're actually doing.
Okay. All right, so it's wonderful that you are going to be able to see a naturopath. Definitely have them check your endocrine system.
Yes.
Because that low energy is very likely related to your endocrine system, possibly your kidney energy and your adrenal axis, because the kidneys play a pretty big role in our blood pressure regulation, our energy levels. Did you have something else you wanted to mention? Or?
Oh, you just kind of put a question in my head, and my head's so congested, I lost it. I've gone to endocrinologists, and it's mainstream medical, and if I don't fit in their parameters, they're not interested. In fact, a huge hospital in my city refused to see me. My stroke doctor is very frustrated. She keeps saying, please go to see an endocrinologist. So I'm hoping this naturopath will help me. But that's it.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, modern medicine has a couple of issues. The first is their ranges are way too big. So you can actually have hypoadrenal function or hypothyroid function and still be within their range. And it's been proven that those still cause symptoms. So that's one of the problems, is the ranges are too big usually.
Yep.
For optimal function. And then the other issue is they don't really understand clinically how important low functioning adrenals or thyroid are in the entire body. They understand when there's zero hormone getting produced, but when there's less than optimal and that can cause significant symptoms, they don't have the research or the skills to be able to use that in diagnosing. The other main issue with medicine is it's been proven that it takes about 17 years from clinical discovery for new information to get into clinical practice. That's a really long time. Yeah. So things might have been proven lots of times in the research, but they still can't act on it because it's not in the standard diagnosis, you know, it's not the standard method of treatment that's allowed through insurance and whatever else. So,
right.
So there's lots of reasons that the naturopath should be able to help you feel better because they're not restricted by some of these things.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's tune into your body and let's just see what you would like balanced today. How about that, Pat?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. So let me tune in. All right. The first thing that I'm picking up on is down at the base of the spine, near the coccyx, this is an area where our energy kind of enters our system. Universal energy comes in, it becomes polarized into yin and yang, and it starts traveling through the system. There's a particular meridian there called governing vessel meridian, and it is the most, it's one of the extra meridians. It's not one that's associated with an organ or ancestral, and it governs all of our outward activity. All of our yang activity, which is what, when you say you probably have low energy levels, you're wanting to do more yang. You're wanting to go shopping or to do housework or to go working or to go have fun at an activity that all requires outward energy.
So we're
going to hold this meridian, governing vessel meridian, and GV1 at the base of the spine where this energy comes into our system. We're going to balance this entire process. And there's a pattern or a paradigm of holding yourself back. It's probably not you doing it, but there's a pattern of being held back by something, someone, something. This could even be a past life pattern that your soul wants to deal with. So, but what I'm hearing clearly is holding yourself back. I just want you to be clear. It's not your fault. You're not doing it to yourself.
Thank you. I do feel off.
Okay, good. I should say being held back. How about that? Being held back.
Yes.
Because it's not you doing it. I don't want it to insinuate that it's your fault.
Well, okay. I have felt that. I have felt that. So this is good news to hear from you.
Okay. All right. We want to get rid of this because it's throttling down your energy, keeping your energy low so that you don't accomplish too much or feel too good or manifest the all the things that you want.
Yes.
So let me hold this paradigm of being held back. So it's like a regulator valve. I don't know if you've ever seen that. We have a watering system in our garden, and you can actually buy these regulator systems that slow the water down so that it doesn't hurt the watering.
Huh.
And it's basically something that, it cuts it down. It's like crimping your water hose, kind of an idea. That's what the energy looks like. We're going to clear this little regulator or regulator valve or black box that is taking your flow from 100% down to like 60%. So we want to clear this. Anyone listening, you are receiving this balance as well. Just by listening to this, your body will also apply this energy wherever is appropriate for you. Pat, I'm kind of feeling like there's a connection with mom. Is there any reason that either you or your mother or the interplay between the two of you, you might be holding yourself back for that reason, something with mom?
Well, there's a, you know, a real awful history. She's passed and she's, you know, I've done my forgiveness work, but, you know, still gets triggered at times. And when she comes through, she's always trying to apologize, you know, for seeing what she's done. So, I mean, that's what I can tell you. I suppose the only thing that makes me angry about abuse is you can do your forgiveness and this and that and understand, but you're still crippled, you know. And those things you have to work out, and sometimes it can take a very long time. That may be what you're speaking of.
Okay, good. Sure. Let's take this idea. So I want to we can take back our power from the abuse at any time, but we have to be willing to let it go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think we can agree that this pattern has been lived. You have experienced it. You have understood it. You have held it close. All of that's true, right? Sounds like it anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So can you give 100% permission for the residual abuse that is still stuck in your body? Can you give it permission to be 100% released?
I can, and, you know, there's a part of me that feels like it fights it, and I don't want that there. I am being ministered, grateful for it, and that's working on this every week. I'm getting sessions with a minister, and we go right to all this stuff. So it seems like a long time, but right now, yes, 100%. Please.
All right. So let's give it permission to go.
Thank you.
All the places within you, down to the very cell levels, all the places within you that are holding on to any residual abuse, any parts of you that feel they are benefiting from suffering from the abuse. So we're going to bring in the session we just did right before you called in with Lynn around having it needing to be hard and not having the power to make it easy. We're bringing all that in here and applying it to this part of you that is still gripping to the effects of abuse. We're letting it go. We're opening up your fingers so that the palm can really open and let this go. You don't need to hold on to it anymore. It's not serving you. It's not benefiting you. It's already served its purpose. Now it is time to just let it be gone, granting that permission. And even the minister that's working with you, he can work on other things. He doesn't need to work on this if it's all healed.
Yeah, it'll come up.
So even, that's right. Okay, so we're giving it permission to heal.
Thank you.
Is there any positive quality about your mom? Do you have any positive memory or positive quality we could focus on instead of? And there may not be, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, I have to say almost no. It's really, you know, it's pretty amazing. I literally can tell you, getting into a car with her one day to do errands, and she's joking, we're joking, and it's almost like, what is this? This isn't even, or this is so rare, it almost makes me upset versus, I have to say, I don't think ever.
Okay, so let me just hold that. Okay, so I want to sever your connection with mom. This is not a positive connection for you, but what I want you to do first is I want you just to imagine creating a little ball of compassion.
Uh-huh.
And this is from your loving heart center. You're a loving person. You are sending your mom compassion for her dysfunction. You're not sending her love that you appreciated her on any, nothing like that. You're sending her compassion for her dysfunction, okay?
Yes.
Because she was probably a product of her environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to imagine just sending a little burst of light to Mother.
Okay.
For her dysfunction. And with this burst of light, we are going to sever your connection with her that is only based on suffering.
Yeah. Okay.
Now she'll still be able to, she'll still be able to come through. She'll still be able to support you. She'll be able to do whatever she needs to do. It's not going to limit any kind of goodness, but this is, this is shutting down a connection based on suffering.
Thank you.
Listeners, if you have a similar destructive person in your past that is anchoring suffering, anchoring hardship or powerlessness that you just haven't been able to shake, send this burst of light just as Pat is doing, and we are going to cut that connection. Again, this is not cutting any positive connection based on love. This is only cutting the negativity that is that you are roped into, that you are, it's like a water hose. It's like you're tapped into this negativity. So we're shutting this down. So I'm going to do that for you here, Pat. Now, Pat, I just want to let you know that was super easy to clear. Your mom actually helped clear it. There is no – I think you've done the work that needs to be done. You have worked through it all. This is just an energetic root that is not was not fully cleared. So we're severing that. Yeah. All right. Okay, good. Now, I'm just going to balance every cell in your body to mom's energy. So mom is disconnected. That's good. Definitely from this trauma pipeline here. And we're just going to balance every cell to a new orientation away from powerlessness and trauma and into I'm ready to create ease and joy and health. I'm ready to not hold myself back. I'm ready to allow myself to actually live my authentic life that I'm supposed to be here to do. So we're just going to hold that in the entire body. I'm really feeling it in the heart, but we're going to start at the top and come down. I'm worthy of feeling good. I'm worthy of feeling loved. I'm worthy of being nurtured. All of these ideas. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, now let me hold the stroke, the idea of stroke here. Now, is your blood pressure under control?
With medicine.
Mm-hmm. But it's under good control with your medication?
Well, mornings are always high, and then the rest of the day, my medication works beautifully. And that just seems to be the pattern.
Okay. And is there any trauma around morning time, waking up in the morning? From your past?
Yes. I mean, I don't know the trauma, but for years I've been struggling with waking up with the anxiety. Sometimes it would travel with me till like 6 in the evening, and then suddenly I'd feel so good, and I'd eat and feed my dog and sit down and relax, and get knocked out because I was so exhausted. I'm much better with herbs that I do now, best I've ever been, but it's still, I became agoraphobic at about age 3, and I also think that's an underlying thing, even though I thought I was better. Lately, I've been wondering, is it still kind of there with, like, a lack of peace in my body constantly?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just really feeling the adrenals. So I'm going to hold the adrenals. Hopefully your naturopath will check out your adrenal, your cortisol.
Yes.
Your cortisol profile throughout the day. It's possible that you've got too much in the morning. It's possible that, you know, your curve might be a little bit off. One of the primary symptoms of cortisol being off balance is anxiety.
Okay.
Okay, and that's going to stimulate the stress response. If you don't have enough cortisol, it can make you have, it can make you feel like you're under too much stress. If you, you know, it can go both ways, the same symptom for too high or too low.
Yeah, okay.
Although there are differences. So, so let me just hold the adrenals here. And I'm just going to hold fear of anything. You know, it could be phobias. It could be just not feeling safe, especially if you had so many issues with your mom. That's a primary relationship that is so key to feeling safe and connected, attached.
Yeah.
So just, So holding all of that, linking that in with the adrenal axis. I'm going to bring in oxytocin, which are our befriending, our connection hormone. We think of it with nursing mothers, but it's way more than just that. So we're going to hold oxytocin, linking that in with the adrenal hormones. We're also going to balance that with DHEA. DHEA is another stress axis hormone, but it can... it can also be one of our repair, one of the hormones we use to stop, to calm down the stress response.
Right.
And we've got about 1 minute to the top. Just want to get that in there. No pressure.
Okay, thank you. Keeping me on target. So we're just going to pull fear out of this adrenal axis here, as much as possible. And the kidney energy, the adrenal axis, kidney meridian, how it relates to the heart energy governing blood pressure. And we're just going to take all of this and allow whatever energy is ready to shift out that is keeping this hyperstimulated and in a stress state. We're letting that clear. All right, very good. So, Pat, let's see if this balances disconnection from mom. I'd love to hear if you find that more neutral. I would expect you to feel that that's much more neutral, much less triggering after our session. Hopefully you're going to feel very just much more clear and not that force of holding yourself back. Hopefully that's going to be much, much, much more neutralized so that you feel like you can actually move forward without that restriction. Do you have any questions?
I think I'm going to have to call you back. I think there is a connection with my son. But thank you so much. I'm very, very grateful and looking forward to changes from this reading. Your work is intense. You put a lot into it. I'm grateful. And Nicole, thank you so much for having such wonderful people on your shows.
My pleasure and honor, Pat. Keep in touch. We've got open lines all day, so you can get different kinds of healings and readings on each show. So the next show, Change of Compass, is coming right around the corner. We have open lines options for that. And heart ball healing at noon. Those are fun and important. All kinds of stuff all day long, right up until 5 p.m. Pacific. And we've got to wrap, Sarah, right now. Another show right behind you.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Nicole. If you guys, if anyone feels that they would like to go deeper with this type of work, reach out. You can find me on News for the Soul page, Ray Zen Energy, or RayZenEnergy.com.
And that's Ray Zen. I always think you're saying raisin, but it's Ray Zen.
Yes. R-A-Y-Z-E-N. Yep.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. Great job. And love it. I will see you next time. Sarah's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Change Your Compass is next with Stacia and Dan. And they did good work, so you want to call back in. If you're not on the lines yet, if you are in the lines, actually, it's going to hang you up. You just have to dial in when we change over shows, which we're doing in about 30 seconds.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.